Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Utah's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh. 7:30 now, 33 degrees. Violent terrorist attacks in France. Fox's Benjamin Hall has details.
France is under attack. Those were the words of President Emmanuel Macron following the third attack in 2 months blamed on Islamic extremists. It happened in the city of Nice, as a man armed with a knife shouting Allahu Akbar killed three people inside the city's largest church. Among them, the church warden and an elderly lady who he decapitated. The attacker is reported to have arrived in Europe from Tunisia on a migrant boat just last month. He was shot and wounded during his arrest. President Macron visited the site and was defiant.
If we've been attacked again, it's because of our values, our taste for freedom, the possibility there is here to believe freely and not to give in to any terror.
Two other attacks were also foiled in France, while a guard at the French embassy in Saudi Arabia was also stabbed.
A motive for the attack in Nice has yet to be revealed. Wichita police are seeking a Texas man in connection to a homicide at a youth football game.
The Wichita Police Department is asking for help to find 23-year-old Maurice Hall of Garland, Texas. Police say Hall is wanted in connection to the October 21st fatal shooting at the Stryker Sports Complex at 29th and Greenwich. It happened while a youth football team was playing at the complex. Hall and 31-year-old Markel Nolan of Wichita got into an argument. Hall pulled out a handgun and fired multiple shots, hitting Nolan, who later died from his injuries. Anyone with information about this incident is being asked to call Crime Stoppers at 267-2111. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
The leader of the University of Kansas credits collaboration between school administrators and local health authorities, in addition to comprehensive return-to-school plan for the campus' low COVID-19 positivity rate.
The Reflector reports that KU required testing for students and faculty at the beginning of the semester before shifting to random testing of the campus population. Administrators also implemented a campus-wide mask mandate, something KU Chancellor Doug Girard said has been essential in bringing the campus testing positivity rate down. KU reports positive tests among both those with and without symptoms are decreasing. They have only recorded 21 positive tests over the last 2 weeks among campus testing activity, translating to roughly a 1.2% positivity rate. That rate is well below the statewide positive test figure of 8.6% this month. It is also lower than Douglas County's 14-day rolling positivity rate of 4.5%.
Kansas Information Network's Britt Swigert reporting. Well, you might soon be paying more for your Netflix subscription.
The streaming giant is raising the prices of its standard and premium plan in the U.S., the first hikes at Netflix since January of 2019. Its standard rate, previously $13 a month, is now $14, while the premium plan will jump from $16 to $18 a month. The monthly price of its basic service is unchanged at $9. New subscribers will have to pay the updated monthly fees, while current subscribers will see the new prices over the next few weeks. The price hikes arrive at a time when people have far more options for entertainment than ever before. Hilary Barsky, Fox News.
City of Wichita recently broke ground for a new water treatment plant in northwest Wichita. City Manager Robert Layton tells KNSS News it's a $500 million project, the largest capital project in Wichita history.
It's moving forward. In fact, it's projected that that project may get completed a little sooner than originally anticipated. We're going to have 4 solid years of construction, though, in order to get a project of this magnitude completed.
Robert Layton, our guest this weekend on Issues 2020, Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS. Now a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a clear and cold start to the day here in Wichita, temperatures will climb nicely this afternoon. We will likely be in the upper 50s by around lunchtime and 62 for our high later today. Clear tonight, our low in the low 40s. Sunny and breezy on Halloween with a high 61, cooler Sunday and 54. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now clear, 33 degrees, south wind at 7 miles per hour. Steve and Ted in the morning here at 7:36 on a Friday morning, day before Halloween. Ted Woodward, the COVID comeback kid, with us this morning again. Good morning, Ted.
Hey, Steve.
Yeah, it's nice to have you with us.
Nice to be here this week.
Want to tell you a quick story. We talk about some of our favorite scary movies. I'm going to tell you a quick story that I just thought of. I'm in ninth grade out in the west side of Wichita, a ninth grader, okay? My buddies and I go to a big party at the 4-H building that was at Tyler and Central.
Right.
And it's put on by a station called KWBB, okay? So we went to this thing, and there was a guy walking around, I swear, 7 feet tall in a Frankenstein outfit.
Nice.
And it was the best Frankenstein I've ever seen. Flash forward a few years, and I start work at radio at what? KWBB.
Yeah.
And within a few months, I make friends with a guy who was in that Frankenstein suit, a guy named Dick Schmidt. And if you ever met Dick, he was 6'10", of local news. And he did some TV, did some weekend TV news as well. But one of the funniest people I have ever been around. I wish that you had gone to lunch with us one time with Dick Schmidt, because your stomach hurt by the time you got the fun. But he was amazing. And I haven't heard from him for years. But if you know anything about Wichita radio, you know who Dick Schmidt was. All right, favorite movies and some of the bigger ones this time of year, Ted. And I don't know, have you been working on a list? I've been kind of putting one together, sort of. I don't know if I can pick a favorite, but I think I looked at a website poll said The Exorcist was number one, made in 1973.
Well, that one's pretty solid.
I'll tell you what, I don't want my grandkids to see that until they're about 35 years old. But
it's got some thrills and chills.
Oh, man, is that one, that was tough.
And it gets into the religious aspect of it.
Right. And exorcism is something that, in the history of the Catholic Church, it's not taken lightly. So there's authenticity to that, maybe. How about The Shining in 1980? You like that one?
Another good thriller.
It's not as good. It's not just exactly as the book was written, but it's pretty darn good. Here's Johnny. I mean, first of all, you start off with Jack Nicholson, and he's already about half crazy anyway. But then you let him go in, and I tell you, that creepy place out there in
the
Colorado.
Stanley Hotel, yeah,
Woo-ha.
Out in Colorado. Wow.
Did you ever see the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, Ted?
It's been a long time.
That was kind of, hey, go ahead. That's a Shining, right? Oh, go ahead. It's good background. Texas Chainsaw Massacre, kind of creepy. I don't know. How about Halloween 1978? I don't think I've ever seen that one. Have you?
Well, once again, it's been a long time.
Yeah. It 2017, the creepy clown was in that one. These are coming from the Rotten Tomatoes website. Dad, what do you got there?
Well, I got to say about it. Yeah, the 2017 movie was fairly good, but man, find the miniseries, the 1980s version miniseries, much scarier than the more recent movie.
What do you think about The Thing, made in the late 1940s, Ted? James Arness was the 7-foot vegetable in The Thing. Do you like that movie?
Yeah, that movie has great atmosphere.
Oh, I love that movie. And In Cold Blood has to come in here, but that's a true life thriller. I was reading that on a night in October with the wind blowing outside, and that scared me to death. And I knew the story, but it's still In Cold Blood, the movie, the book, fantastic. Did you ever see, because there's Arsenic and Old Lace with Cary Grant, which is not that creepy.
No, but it kind of has a Halloween theme.
Yeah, it does. Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde with Spencer Tracy. That's pretty good.
Frederick March also did that role.
Yes, he did. Are you familiar with the movie The Tingler with Vincent Price?
Yeah, I've seen that.
Came
many
out
years
in
ago.
The late 50s, yeah. And this thing would crawl up your spine. It was called. It was a monster. Would crawl up your spine if you weren't looking. And the only way to stop it, okay, was to scream as loud as you could. Okay. So they're putting on this movie. It's in 1959, and I'm in Kingman, Kansas. I'm 9 years old. And we didn't know that they had wired some of the seats to vibrate in the theater. So the Tingler would come on the screen and they'd hit those things and people would just start screaming.
People would scream. Yeah. Oh, that's great.
And then we had to scream as loud as we could so the Tingler would go away.
Right.
But anyway, there is some memories for me. Anything in there you want to add, Ted?
I watched a Vincent Price movie about a week ago.
Yeah?
Twice Told Tales.
Okay.
Which was like a set of three different stories that were all creepy. Vincent Price was in all three of them.
Are they Edgar Allan Poe or just...
They're Nathaniel Hawthorne.
Oh, okay. Well, that might be good. All right. Anything else you want to add here? We're a creepy, creepy Halloween.
Well, and I always go back to the old school Universal horror films from the early to mid 1930s. I love all those. Another one I watched I've never seen before, The Invisible Man with Claude Rains.
With Claude Rains.
I've never seen that one until about a week ago.
That's good. Yeah. And Dracula and Frankenstein. And earlier we were talking about that great movie by Mel Brooks, Young Frankenstein.
Which is just an absolute classic.
It's not scary, but I'll tell you, there's a priceless scene with Gene Hackman in there as the blind man.
A lot of those bits were taken just directly from Bride of Frankenstein.
Right.
And
the movie itself.
One of the great satires of all time.
And you and I kick ourselves because Cloris Leachman, who was just brilliant in that movie. Cloris Leachman, I think, is one of the funniest actors we've ever had.
Every line she is funny.
She came to Wichita several years ago and appeared at the Orpheum, and we didn't go.
That's apparently been one of our big regrets.
She wound up coming out, sitting on the stage at the Orpheum, and just answering questions, and I guess it was hilarious.
We should have gone.
Yeah, kick ourselves.
Dadgummit.
All right. Well, safe Halloween to all of you out there. And Shelley and I went to the store to get some candy for our grandkids yesterday, and we're looking forward to a big weekend. Don't forget, we got to turn the clocks back this weekend, and yours.
Yeah, you get an extra hour this weekend.
In just a few minutes here in the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to talk to Mitch Holtis of the Kansas City Chiefs. How about that?
Yeah, that's a fun 8 o'clock hour activity.
7:42 coming up. A look at Business Journal's ICT Summit with editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal. Good morning, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.